Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You asked me what my question was because I was kind of talking to Carson about, and this is just kind of deep, so I apologize for that, but I was thinking about this. First of all, they had a surrogate because of complications, medical complications, yep. So they have a surrogate, and they love her, and she is a blessing to everybody, right?
I mean, their family is essentially a part of our family.
Correct, right. And so, and I do love that. I love everything about it, and the fact that she gave you the greatest gift of all.
She's
right?
Our angel, yep.
Yeah, and she is. She actually is. So they hang out with them a lot, the surrogate's family, and they have little kids, right?
They have four kids themselves.
So they even went to Texas, and you guys all hung out and went to the game.
Went to the CU versus Texas Tech game. They're big Texas Tech fans, so.
Right. So I was just, I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was just thinking, well, because you posted. And I was like, that is actually so beautiful and so sweet. And then I was thinking, okay, but what happens later? Because right around 8 years old, 9 years old, kids start asking a lot of questions. So they start going like, now, so are you brother and sister? Or what does she call them? Like, what does she just call them by their names?
Yeah, just call it, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if she called them like auntie or something.
Nah, and we don't refer to them as her brothers or sisters or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, so it's just, they're just friends, uh-huh. Right? So how does that go later? Like when she's 8 or 9, how do those of you that have surrogates, how do you explain to a kid? Because it's science, but it's really complicated.
Yeah. I mean, and you asked me that off air and it kind of got me thinking because I haven't really thought about it yet.
I've thought about it. You haven't?
Well, and it's just like, it's just one of those things that we're just, I mean, right now we view them, I mean, they're essentially an extension of our family. And we know that eventually she's going to want to go down to Texas, maybe spend an entire summer, or maybe their kids will come and spend a summer with us.
Right.
And they'll be essentially almost like her brothers and sisters for her life. But yeah, I mean, how do you explain what all transpired
and why
to an 8 or 9 year old?
Why we consider them family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So and it might be weird for her because you're like, well, mom, you didn't carry me. She actually carried me.
Because I think in a lot of circumstances, kids don't ever find out they were a surrogate kid, you know, because it just doesn't come up or whatever.
And they may not. And especially some, we found in this process that actually our surrogate had like a surrogate group. She had to be a part of a group of other surrogates.
Yeah.
So that they talked and kind of like just vented to each other. And some of these relationships go really bad. Like sometimes.
Because it gets controlling.
The expecting parents don't want anything to do with the surrogate after she delivers the baby.
I don't think I would, but that's just me. I think I'd be like, okay, plop it out and give me my kid.
Sometimes for some people it's a business transaction.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I mean, in our situation, it's just so much more than that.
No, and I love that. And I'm not criticizing. I'm just, for me, I would just be like, here's your money. Now plop out my kid and I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
But that's just me because I'm cold hearted.
I don't think it's something you totally think out at her age right now. I think that's something that you just keep pushing down the road. down the road.
Right, absolutely. That's why I brought up the age.
So you really don't know how you're going to handle it.
That's why I brought up at the age of 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now it's not a situation.
My point is that I don't think you know right now how you're going to handle it when that time comes. Simply because you're just not there yet.
Yeah, and I mean, to your point, Bree and I really haven't given it much thought.
That's what I mean.
We've just been living it, soaking up every moment, hanging out with them. And
I don't know why I was thinking about it, because I think it was this. It's because my son is the only child. And you brought up, and maybe I was having guilt about my kid because I was thinking about the holidays and stuff and him being an only child. And your wife saying, oh my gosh, she's not going to have any siblings or any family or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you said to her, well, the surrogate's family can be part of our family, right?
Yep.
And so I was like, oh my God, I don't have that for my kid. I don't have one of those. You know, I mean, he has aunts and cousins and stuff like that. But I was just thinking about that. And then I was like, well, I wonder how they bring that in and say they're family, but how does that work?
I know. And to your point, how do you explain that where it's actually digestible to
an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, right?
9-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Because to your point,
science.
There was a lot of things that happened in our journey that it might even scare her a little bit.
Right.
And we don't want to scare her too much because, I mean, her Bree almost died a couple times because of this whole journey that we've been on. And it will be a little heavy to bring up.
It's going
to
be a lot.
Yeah.
I just was asking. All right.
A little heavy.
I think the answer is we don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.